get started. All right, this is definitely not a standard one. Okay, you guys ready? With that introduction, let's begin. Perek Lamed Ches, Pasuk Ches. There's a lot of Rambans. At the bottom, I mean, that's not surprising. No, but it's a little bit surprising, because often there'll be a Ramban, and then there'll be, like, other Makoros. Now there's, like, a three Rambans. But at the bottom of the page, there's something called, you might read it as Adar Hayakar, but that's not how it's supposed to be read. It's Eder Hayakar. The reason I know it's Eder Hayakar is because it's quoting a Pasuk. Where the Pasuk is, I forget. Maybe it's Zecharia. It's like one of these in the Vim Acharonim. Eder Hayakar, I don't even know what it means. Like, there's a Pashup Shot of the words. But it's a sefer written by Rav Kook in memory of and in honor of his father-in-law, the Aderet. He's a big Rav, Kabbalist. So he's talking about his father-in-law. Somehow, I don't know, he gets into this really interesting discussion here. I didn't learn the whole sefer, I just saw this quoted somewhere, so I got to it. Anywho, let's start with the Rambam. So he starts the Tapia, right? The story of Yehuda and Tamar. So Yehuda, I should really have had the Chumash in front of me. Here you have it. Thank you. There you go. Perfect. Okay. Actually, I thought it was talking about the next round. After Er died, so Yehuda goes to Onan and says, you should be V'yabem Osa, do Yibum. V'yakem Zera Le'achicha, right? And then Onan married her, but he didn't. He didn't have children with her. He intentionally didn't have children. Okay, and then she's waiting around for Shayla, and then Yehuda didn't give Shayla, and then she ends up dressing up, and she's with Yehuda herself. So this whole idea, thank you, the whole idea of Yibum, Yibum's a mitzvah from the Torah. This is pre-the Torah, pre-Matan Torah. So you could say that the Avos were fulfilling all of the mitzvahs, but Tamar, she knew about Yibum, what's going on, okay? So Haben, so first of all, he quotes Rashi, Haben Yikra al-Shem Hameis, the idea of Yibum, you have a child, and right, there's a brother who is married without children, he dies, and then so the living brother should marry his wife and have a child and call the child after the late brother's name, so you name him after him. It's just like a nice idea, something like that, says Rashi. Ve'enza emes. That's pretty harif against Rashi. You can imagine the Rabban saying that for the Ben Ezra, but for Rashi, usually he's a little bit more, a little more toned down. But enza emes, it's not true, because it's like, it's just mafurish against the Gemara. Ki b'mitzvah satora ne'amar gamkein, the same expression of, right, of yikra al-shem hameis, or hakeim zera l'achecha, is also said in regards to the Chiv de Oraisa, meaning after Matan Torah. Yakum Hashem Achiv
Hamis. Why does that mean that Rashi is not true?
So I'll tell you in a second. I mean, it could be Rashi would read it differently. Okay.
No, meaning, you could literally just say, just Judaism just wanted to have this. It's a nice value that the world had.
So, no, how are you understanding the Ramban's question?
I don't even get the Ramban's question. Meaning, what is Viyat? Why did the world know what Viyat? Yibam was?
No. That was my question. Ramban's going to talk about it. No. The question that Ramban has on Rashi, Rashi says the idea of Yibam is you have a child and you call him literally give him the name of the late brother, the dead brother. That's what Rashi says. Yikra al-Shem Hameis.
And what's wrong with Judaism taking that value from the non?
That's not what we say.
We're not there yet. I'm just saying the very basic idea that Rashi is saying, that the idea of Yibam is having a child and calling him after the name of the person who died. He says, that's not MS. He's not saying because it says in the Torah. He's saying because in the Torah it says the exact same idea, and there we know it's different. The exact same kind of idea. You call him Yisrael, his brother. His name shouldn't be wiped out. And there is no chiyuv to actually call him in memory of the dead brother. So the part, the dot, 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 is based on the sugya. I think he's quoting the sugya.
It says in the pasuk, "V'kareish Shmo Yisrael."
Okay. So the Ramban's going to say, if you look at the sugya in Yivamos, that's not what it means. So what does it mean? He says, Aval. You ready for this, Baba?
Yeah.
Aval. Ha'inyin sod gadol misodos ha'torah bitolda sa'adam. The idea of Yivam is a great secret from the greatest of secrets in the Torah about the creation of man. V'nikar hu le'enei ro'im, asher nasan ha'm Hashem einayim liros v'oznayim l'shmoa. Wow, this sounds very mysterious. And it's recognizable to those who see it, to those who Hashem has given eyes to see and ears to hear. Like, if you know how to see things properly, you know exactly what Yibam is. Okay. Vayu achacham hakadmonim kodem haTorah yodim ki yesh olas gedola b'yibam ha'ach. And it was known kodem matan Torah. There's no tzivui. Meaning, again, this kind of relates to the Ramban we did a couple weeks ago, but what it means, vayishmor mishmarti mitzvosai chukosai v'sorosai, what does it mean that the Avos kept the Torah? But I think the Rabbanan is saying, even if they literally didn't have the Torah, like we have the Torah, they knew they had Yibum. Because Yibum, they knew the purpose of Yibum. They knew the benefits of Yibum. It's something very, very Toelas Gedola. It's something very beneficial. And they also understood that the person who's ideally supposed to do Yibam is the brother, and afterwards another close relative. After Matan Torah, it's only the brother. Okay, but back then they understood it. First of all, the brother, and if not the brother, then give it to the father. That could be connected to that. Because as long as you have a relative who's part of the mishpacha, which, right, the simon for that is that he's going to be yoresh, the inheritance of that brother, and somehow, so then it's also, you get a benefit of doing this Yivam thing. Okay, first of all, before we get to, the Ramban's not going to explain more about what he means. He's going to talk about Yivam, but not explain more this idea of sod misodos haTorah. What is it? It's sod gadol misodos haTorah
betol. Are there any other sod gadol misodos haTorah betol das Adam?
I'm not sure. Like,
talks about also.
I don't think so.
So just Yibam.
Just Yibam. I mean, he talks about, there's sodas of Raman, talks about like Shemitah and
this is like
Yovel.
A crazy introduction to, like...
Yes, it is. So how the Ramban is understood to be saying? Tell me, if you had to say Yibam is a crazy, it's like a crazy secret in terms of the secrets of creation of man and the world, like, what would you think Yibam is? Any guesses? Yeah, but like, what is it? Like, what's the idea of Yibam? Again, let's just describe Yibam. The brother died, didn't have any kids. The wife of the brother marries the other brother and has a kid. So what is it? What's you? It's Gilgul Neshamos. That's the idea. That's how the Ramban is understood. That the brother, the dead brother, is given a second chance to go back to this world and continue his life. Through the fact that his brother, who's both physically but also spiritually connected with him, is going to be with his wife and bring him, like Ki'ilu, bringing him back into the world. That's the idea of Yibam, according to the Ramban. And that's how it's understood. That's just like sod misodos haTorah betoldas haAdam. So according to the Ramban, the idea of haben yikra al shem hames, that you're calling the child based on the dead brother, doesn't mean you call him like Joey if the brother was called Joey. That's not the pshat. That's not like it seems like from Rashi. It's not the pshat, says the Ramban. That's not emes. Because you look in the Gemara, it doesn't say that. The idea, he's going to be called based on the dead brother. Like, he's going to have the identity of the dead brother. Doesn't have to have the same name. He's gonna have the identity. That's what he's gonna be called after the dead brother.
I always thought it was the other way around.
Yeah. Okay. That's okay. You're like Rashi. That's fine. That's fine.
I don't think there's a problem.
Okay. So says Ramban. He continues. Vayunogim lisa eishes hameis haach or haava or karben emeshbacha. And that was the minhag. Even kodem matan Torah. V'leya danim hayaminah kadmon lefnei Yehuda. We don't know. It could be it was happening before. It could be not. Uvreishes Rabba Amruki Yehuda hiskem mitzvot Yibam tchila. It says in Chazal like he was the first one, but the Ramban saying he doesn't know if that's a pshat. That's a medrash. He's not sure. Kesher kibal asod miavosav nizdaris lakimoso. Because you'd say he was part of this tradition. There's this Indian, and he was the first one to be makben on it. V'kesher baza Torah v'astra eishes ktsas akrov v'masak adosh baruch latu eishes isra eishes haach v'nei Yibam. And after Matan Torah, when Hashem decided, because Am Yisrael has to be kadosh, has to have more Yisrael arayos than Bnei Noach, and there's certain relatives that one cannot, once Hashem was mechadesh, that one cannot marry a relative's wife, so then it kind of blocked the idea of Yibam, because even after, let's say, the person's son dies, so then he can't marry his son's wife, his daughter-in-law, because that's Aser Midin, his daughter-in-law, like it's already Aser Midin Torah, so, but nevertheless, Reza Kodesh Baruch Hu L'Hatri Yisra Eishas Achim Yibam, Hashem said, Baal, I'll make an exception to allow the wife of the dead
this
brother
is so
because of Yibam.
Is there an idea of Chalitza?
He'll get there. V'lo ratza shi'itcha mipanav isra ishas achi'av ben zulasam ki achag hurgal adavar tolas karov v'lo behem kamo shizkarti. Okay, but nevertheless, the Kodesh Baruch Hu didn't want to be matur other arayos, because really the brother is a proper one to do it anyway, and that's the only one necessary. Fine. V'ine, nechshav l'achzarius gedola. It's considered incredible cruelty. Ba'ach, for the live brother, kasher lo yachpots li'avim, he doesn't want to do yibim. V'korom also beis chalutz hana'al. He's called the house of the removed shoe. Ki'ata chalatz mehem, because now he's removed from them. Again, cryptic. There's a, I think it's an Abar Benel, who on this pasuk. I think he discusses this Ramban. I have it in my computer somewhere, but I don't have it on the sheet. No, it'll take too much time. Abravanel is huge, you know, it's like his comments are huge. The essay, each one's an essay. Can you imagine like writing by hand?
At
like,
least an essay.
Yeah, several essays, yeah. He says,
it's
what
like
is
the questions is one essay and the answer
it's true,
is one
it's
essay.
True. It's incredible. It's incredible and it's unbelievable. But what does it mean? He's now removed from them. He says the idea that now like the neshama is like cut off from his entranceway, his gateway to go back to the world, and he's just kind of going to stay in the spiritual realm and can't go back to our physical world. And the idea of removing the shoe is kind of saying, symbolizing, like there's an expression in the Gemara of Bra Kara Davua. You ever heard that? That the son is the foot of the father? Mm-hmm. I mean, to say that the son is continuing the journey, the travels of the father. So the idea of removing the shoe, says the, right, maybe it's what the Ramban is getting at, this is what Abar Benel says, it's symbolically representing the fact that now the person's travels in this world have been cut off. And like, that's considered like this intense cruelty because the brother who should love his dead brother and want to give him continuity is blocking that. He himself is blocking that.
V'roi who should. Why do we do chalitza?
Okay. So the reason why we do chalitza is because it's a machlo. This is a segini vamos. It relates to what the Ramban said a line before. That after Matan Torah, so Hashem said that there's all these Yisurei Raifs. Can't marry your daughter-in-law and your uncle's wife and your brother's wife. But Hashem said, but when it comes to because of this need to do Yibam, so I'll allow to marry the person's brother's wife. But it says in the Gemara, it's Machlokes, it could be we want to prioritize Chalitza because since the idea of Yibam is kind of straddling the fence between Mitzvah Arayos, because it really should be Arayos, but Hashem says, in order to enable the Mitzvah, you'll be able to do it. So, uniquely, this Mitzvah, once Kavanas, has to be totally L'Shem Shamayim. And if one marries his sister-in-law with the Kavana, because he just thinks she's pretty, so now it'll be like Arayos. Has to be doing it Dafka for the sake of the Mitzvah. So therefore, well, I looked into the story of that, but therefore, that's why Armeni became not to do it. It's already really based on the Gemara. But you should know, it's not universal. There's people, Sephardish, Temani
really?
Communities that you would do Yibam, Adayamazah. Yeah. Yeah.
Now Chalitza is just more ideal because none of us have true Kavana.
Correct, but that is certainly the Ashkenazi minig and the more mikubal, like the more accepted Sephardi minig. But it does happen. It does happen, unfortunately. Okay.
Well, is it really unfortunate?
I'm saying, well, the situation is definitely tragic, whatever it is. But
situation, but it's doing Yibam really.
The Yibam's not unfortunate. I'm saying the need to do Yibam is unfortunate. No, the Yibam is not unfortunate. Achanam. Okay. Right, keep v'roi hu shita'aseh mitzvah zos b'chalitas hanal. Okay, v'chachme Yisrael hakadmonu midaitam ha'inyan ha'nechbad hazeh, and higu lefnim Yisrael la'asos ha'maisa hazeh b'chol yorshe ha'nachala, is what I was saying. And because the chachamim knew the idea behind this, they ended up having, they kind of extended this idea, and anytime there's not an Yisrael Arayos, even though it's not the brother, they'll still try to do this to be, you know, to give him shechiyut, to give like continuity, like the story of Ruth and Boaz. Bozem shlo yeh behem isra asher, as long as there's no isra varayos. V'karo oso geula, it's called geula in Rus. V'zeo inyan Boaz v'tam Naomi v'ashchenos. Also, that's the idea of Boaz and Naomi and the neighbors. What? What's that? So it says the footnotes. Hamaskil yavin. If you go to the end of Ruth, it says there that the shchenos, that the neighbors said about Naomi after Ruth had the baby. The son was born to Naomi. So the son was born to Naomi. A grandson was born to Naomi, not a son. Says Rabbi, no, a son was born to Naomi. Her son came back. That's what the Shekhinos were saying. That's Hamaskil Yavin. You understand? If you understand, you'll understand what's going on there. Now we understand a little bit at least. Okay, but the reason what I want to talk about now, the other two Rambans here. I don't really want to talk about the mysteries of Yibum, although I'd love to at some point, but not now. I want to talk about this theme of the Ramban. The idea that there is a certain misora, just about even putting aside the discussion of what exactly were the avos fulfilling in terms of the Torah, you know, what did they do, were their mitzvot quoted in Matan Torah, but somehow like the hashkafa of the Torah was known. It was known. The next Ramban, also 2 weeks ago in Vayitze, so he says, when Rachel stole the trufim and she couldn't get up, she says, I'm sorry, derech nashimli, right, I'm not able to get up. The Ramban is confused because it's not saying a woman can get up. Like she's not like deathly sick. So he asks in the next Ramban. So I'm sorry, please don't get angry at me, my master, my father. I can't get up. I have derech nashima. You know, I'm not feeling so well. Lo havinosi ma hitnatlutz ze. I don't understand what her apology is, like how she's trying to avoid the situation.
I always thought the pshat was that she was pregnant.
Oh no, it's that she had her period. Like she was like, that's a derech nashimli. Well, a woman who has her period, she can't get up, she can't stand. What she's saying? Well, like Amra Kirosha Ve'Everek, you mean she's saying I'm not feeling so well. Maybe that's what she meant. Dichola Beva Ha'arach Kikain Darkan. Maybe I'm just not feeling well. I have a headache. I'm sorry. Please don't. I hope you don't mind if I don't get up, because that could be the pshat. But Kolshkin B'Me'atos Ha'Leida K'Rachel Shadvei Mu'utem V'Ha'arach Yichbad Aleim Ha'od. All the more so. It's interesting. It sounds a little bit. Obviously, you'll say it's not a little bit against the Gemara and Ksuvos. But what's he saying? All the more so with the women who have who have few births, meaning they have difficulty in conceiving. Karachel shedemehem muatim. They have a little bit of blood. V'ha'orach yichabed aleim ma'od, and their periods are very difficult for them. It almost sounds like the mehem muatim. I would imagine. No.
Is that even true?
The Mei Mu'atim would like have fewer. That's Gemara and Ksuvos. Mei Mu'atim is fewer pregnancies, but that the period should be harder. I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm not sure. Later, ask a doctor. Va'nachon be'enai ki hayu. So says the Rambam. You could say that. That could be the pshat. It's possible. But he says that I think if you want to know the true pshat, I think ki hayu hanidos v'hakadmonim min ruchukas ma'od. That the used to be like in the olden times, Kodem Matan Torah, and in certain cultures, like this went on. You know, the nidos were very. They're really like cast out. He came shman me'olam. This is what they've been called for time immemorial. Nidos minude means somebody who's cast aside. Nidui, somebody put in cherim, like put somebody who's taken out of the community. Minude nidos the richukan. They were distanced from everybody else. Kilo yiskarvu el adam v'lida brubo. People would not. They wouldn't be in the presence of anybody else. People wouldn't even speak with them. Ki yadu hakadmonim bechachmasam shehevlan mazik. This is very harif. The earlier generations knew through their wisdom that their breath is damaging. Meaning there's a certain thing that's spiritually damaging, I think. Gam mabaton molid genai vosa roshim ra. Even if they stare at something, it can make a negative impact. Asher biro pilosofim. Well, Odin asked the Haskir Nisyonim Bazev, how you Yoshos, Badad, Bo of Logikans, Bo Adam, and the minute was, they would be in their tent, nobody would come in. Kmoshe, Skir, Rubasin, Vrais, Shem, Zakas, Nida, fine, etc., etc. And then he says, but after Matan Torah, so Hashem kind of toned down some of these things, but the idea behind it is Emes. Okay. So he says, that's what's going on.
Why was Rachel not in her tent?
She was in her tent.
No, she was on the king. She was on the horse.
No, she was sitting on the bag of the Gamal, but she was in her tent. Look back at the Pesukim. She's in her tent. Okay. Okay, Ramban. Next Ramban. Okay. This is the Ramban we saw last week. The Ramban I kind of threw in that line about Hammurabi. He says, "V'aldati hadinim shemanu l'vnei Noach b'shev mitzvot shelahem." The idea of dinim, right, in this discussion of Shechem and Hamor and why Shimon and Levi killed everybody. The idea of having dinim is not just to have to have this court system like the Rambam says to judge the other six mitzvot b'nei Noach. No, Bnei Noach, they had the whole Choshen Mishpat. All of what's going to be discussed in Parshas Mishpatim, everything that we're learning, in Baba Kama, Baba Metzi, and Baba Basra, all that was part of the Mesorah of Bnei Noach until Kodem Matan Torah. They also had those ideas. That's called Dinim, also for them. I think if you put all these Rambans together, the idea that it's interesting because the Ramban himself, in the discussion of Shmiras HaMitzvos by the Avos Kodem Matan Torah, the Ramban brings all sorts of possibilities. They didn't really keep the mitzvos like we keep the mitzvos, and the mitzvos were a chiddush of Matan Torah, and maybe Chazal mean they only kept the Eretz Yisrael, or who knows what. He tries to kind of explain how it's not necessarily they really kept the mitzvos. At the same time, the Ramban is expanding that there's a whole culture of yedios of what we call Torah. All of Choshen Mishpat, the idea of Yibum, the idea of nidus, like this is part of the culture around them, was aware of these concepts. And these were, it's not even the avos. It's like all the chachamim, Shem, Eiver, whoever it was, they knew about these ideas. They're part of the world. It's like the part of the world of the Ovdei Hashem, Kodem Atah Torah, knew about these ideas. Okay? So this is, look at this, Eder Hayakar, look at this Rav Kook. Okay? It's really interesting. I think this is really interesting. Unfortunately, we just have a couple minutes to get through it quickly. This is relatively easy for Rav Kook's language. I think earlier in his career, maybe he was less poetic or something. I don't know, but it's a little bit easier. It's still not easy, but easier. Kain kisheba ha'esorologia, out of the olam, esorology, like studying the ancient cultures, Assyria and stuff like that. V'nikve es halilvavos, it started knocking at people's hearts. It started making people doubt. B'dimyonam shem matza, because the similarities they found. Lefi hasharo se'ah porchos ba'avir, based on their theories that are based on nothing. It means like these scholars have these theories based on nothing. Bein torasenu hakadosh l'dvarim shebekisvei hayisedos, between similarities between things that are written in our Torah to things written in the what do you call it? like ancient Near Eastern languages. What would you call those? Like the these, like the writings of the of the. Of what's the yatid? Like the peg, like peg language, but like the sticky languages, like the old ancient languages. Yeah, cuneiform. Your cuneiform is probably what you're referring to. Right, but Musar v'maisin, there's certain similarities in terms of like stories we have, or certain things about like mitzvos that are similar. Ha'im hanikifa zos yeshla musad sichli afilu b'maat, is this kind of the knocking, the doubting? Is there any sort of a logical basis for it? Meaning, should it be troubling to us that there might be some similarities? Says the Rav Kook, that's wonderful. V'chi ein hadavar mefursam, is not clear. No, not even languages. Like no certain, like stories or ideas, or like Hammurabi's, like certain similarities. Let's say between Hammurabi's code and let's say Parshas Mishpatim. So says the Ramban, ein hadavar mefursam shaya bein harishonim yodei das Elokim. Was it not known that kodem matan Torah we had a whole culture of those who were neviim, who were yodei Hashem, who were ovdei Hashem. Where there is a ha'amasher ha'nefesh she'asu b'charan, and we have shame and aver and all these people, right? Neviim gedolei haruach, they're prophets. They were very spiritual people. Misushelach hanoch shame ve'aver v'chayotzi b'zeh. That's part of our Mesorah. The Matan Torah didn't come in a vacuum. It was part of a whole world that was aware of these truths. V'chi efshu shelo palu klum al b'nei dorom. Is it possible they didn't make any sort of impact on the people around them, on the generation? Av al pishelo hukra pulasam kipulaso agdola shel Eitan Hezrachi Avram Avinu alav shalom. Even though we don't recognize their efforts, like to the extent of the efforts of Avram Avinu, who came and introduced or kind of publicized, not introduced, that would be the wrong word, but publicized the idea of monotheism. But of course, these ideas were known, right, to some extent, even before. How could there not be any sort of influence on these generations from these people who are these Obdei Hashem, who are preaching and teaching about not Judaism, but about how to serve what Hashem is and how to serve Him? And the messages they're giving in Musar and certain Mesorahs, Mestama, they're going to be similar to the Torah. We have this idea from the Rambam, also from Chazal, that the idea of nevuah, it takes you where you're living in your culture, the world around you, and makes you live your life, your natural life, better. A person's life has to be uplifted based on, you know, based on the divinity, the spirituality, but in the world that you're living in. The mitzvahs are given to purify us. So therefore, kodem matan Torah, even if they weren't, let's say, the tribe of Israel, of the Shvatim, and there's any group who was open to kind of be willing to better themselves, to make themselves more spiritual, you could lift them up to a higher higher ethical level, to this eternal level of spirituality. I'm not sure what that hashirasam means, but they were imprinted with the Torah of Hashem. And this recognition that people, any person, could somehow be open to being raised up through his life to become more spiritual and closer to God. That's part of what it means to be the nature of man. He has this ability to be better. So says Rav Kook that we should expect that there's going to be some similarities, especially in the world of the Avos, between what's going to end up being the Torah and the idea of being Ovdei Hashem, and some of the concepts and Musar and maybe even mitzvos that we're going to have are going to be similar to what was before, because it's not coming in a vacuum. There's a Mesorah all the way from Adam HaRishon about preaching about what it means to serve Hashem. I think it fits in perfectly with the Ramban. The idea of Yibam could have been known, the idea of Nida could have been known, the idea of all of Chush and Mishpat could have been known. Because again, that this is that the Mesorah of serving Hashem did not start with Avram. It didn't start with the Shvatim. It started with the creation of the world. It happens to be that many people kind of went off the derech, But it doesn't mean that the derech was created in the times of Avram. The derech existed from the time of the creation of Adam. And it would just come, and it was concentrated on this one particular family, and then they had a bris with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. They would never abandon that covenant with the Jewish people. But the idea that it existed before certainly is true. I think it comes out very much so from all these Rambans. Okay, a little bit of a different Ramban, but...
Find more examples.
Yeah, now we have to find more examples, exactly. Yeah, Hachanami. By the matzah, right, that's right. That connects the idea if the Avos kept all the mitzvos, but Achanami, it could be connected as well. All right, Shkoyach.